Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why Mylowe's Rewards members get a free Valspar paint or exterior stain sample to test your look to confidently refresh your space. Offer valid in-store only 87 to 820. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See associate for details. Rewards program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor with Jeremy Zachas in New South Wales, expecting an El Nino summer, meaning very hot, very dry, except, Jeremy, the warmth is there, right? This was a warm spring. But what wasn't clear when we started this, I thought the rains were behind us. The rains now are upon you. Where do the rains come from?
John, you and me both, I thought we'd seen the end of the rain a long time ago, but this is the peculiar thing right now. We've had not only 100 millimeters of rain, so that's around about 6 inches of rain in the past week here in Sydney, but the rain itself is not coming from the west or the north, where it naturally comes from here in Australia because of how the jet stream works. They're actually coming from the south mostly. And the reason for this is, and it's not a complete mystery, definitely the Bureau of Meteorology is tracking why, but it's because of an unusual event in the weather, insofar as when we get enormous rain bomb events that start off coming from the north and from the west, congregate over Sydney, which was the first part of our week last week where we got the really heavy rain. As that storm system blows out to the ocean, what happens is because of the way that the low pressure systems work in the southern hemisphere, they actually move clockwise around the center point, the weather then starts being blown in from the ocean but coming in from the south. And what happens when that happens, especially with the warmer temperatures, it picks up a lot more moisture from the ocean currents as it's coming across the land again. And so we suddenly get these really heavy rainfalls coming up from the south, which even as I speak to you today, we're expecting another set of thunderstorms and rain pretty much from the south. So honestly, you don't know which way to look now for the rain. You don't know how much it's going to be. But we were talking about El Nino only a few weeks ago and just how dry it was and how hot it was going to be and the hot northerly winds with absolutely no rain whatsoever. Exactly the opposite. And again, I make this point over and over. This is the unpredictable nature of El Nino. You just don't know what's going to happen. And I think we're actually living it now. So I'm going to hold my tongue now and say we're going to have a dry and catastrophic summer from that perspective. I think we're going to get intermittent storms possibly, and we're going to have rain along with the dry, which, as we mentioned before, that creates the undergrowth, which can lead to the catastrophic fires, which we are not looking forward to.
I'm looking at another chart I've never seen before. This is lightning strikes across Australia. I believe you've had them in New South Wales. And the lightning strikes are significant because those are the triggers for the bushfires. Are you seeing them unusually in New South Wales?
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. Especially given just only 3 weeks ago, we were being warned that it would be a dry summer with no rain events. And when we are getting lightning coming through, when we're getting thunderstorms, they are slow-moving storms and they are very, very violent. There was one storm during the week that just sat over our house basically for around about 45 minutes, which is very unusual for Sydney because normally they blow through in maybe 5-10 minutes. But it was just constant lightning. You could actually watch the lightning strike the ground. And there were a lot of spot fires around the area. But because we just had the heavy rain, the firefighters were able to get on scene very quickly and they didn't spread. But the lightning is extremely unusual from the point of view that it's very, very strong and intense. And it is almost all ground strike too. It's not just the sheet lightning amongst the clouds. So it's very tropical weather this far south, which is very baffling.
Western Australia is having the biggest heat, according to this chart. Is that usual in the summertime? It's the hottest in Western Australia, Perth?
It is. And especially if you go just north of Perth by about 300 kilometres, as you get into the Kimberley area, which is all very much desert and very, very dry, that's where you will see the 45 degrees Celsius to 47 degrees Celsius. So we're talking about 120 degrees Fahrenheit heats. But Perth itself is already hitting unusually high temperatures. So Perth, while it is hot, they are getting 30, 35 plus degree days already, which is around about 100 degrees Fahrenheit. So it's looking hotter than normal by quite a bit.
Jeremy, what does the Bureau of Meteorology say about the summer? Have they changed their forecast for dry and hot with all this rain? Are they adjusting?
They are adjusting a little bit insofar as they're saying we will definitely get the dry and hot. That's almost fatal complete. But the problem is we're also going to be getting these events in between, which will have either heavy rain or lots of storms. They are warning that there could be a lot of violent storms through this summer without rain as well. So we'll have the rainless storms, and they are the ones that cause the bushfires. So the Bureau of Meteorology is really preparing us for everything now. They're saying definitely El Nino is here. They're saying definitely it's extremely unpredictable now. And we really shouldn't just accept that we're going to have a hot, dry summer. It could also be a flooding event summer too, because sometimes what happens is when you have these very dry conditions and floods, or well, I should say rain on top of it, because we've had dry conditions, they've created loose topsoil from the hot northerly winds. The floods actually become more devastating because they have a lot more silt and mud in them as well. So we could get into a cycle of where we have bushfires, heavy rains, then floods with a lot of silt and muck in them, which will basically create a lot more havoc than we're used to. So basically, John, we're really expecting just catastrophes left, right, and center.
Here's the picture I have from a week of reporting. Snowing in Prague early, snowing in Berlin, and there's another storm being reported right now, big snowstorm in Berlin. Snowing in Cambria, England, with more expected in London. Very cold temperatures in the south of France. All this might be normal. I'm tracking it for the first time, given COP28's concerns about climate change. Jeremy was expecting very hot, very dry. He's getting hot and wet. Here in New England, we're expecting a normal New England winter, but it's El Nino, so we expect heavy snows. It got cold very early, and then a warm day with rain. So it might just be the weather. We'll see. Jeremy Zachas, New South Wales. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Chances are you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your Social Security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange any time. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at washablesofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why Mylowe's Rewards members get a free Valspar paint or exterior stain sample to test your look to confidently refresh your space. Offer valid in-store only 87 to 820. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken in time of purchase. See associate for details. Rewards program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.